30 seconds until injury.
Dan. Dan, what are you doing? What? Okay, there we go. That's a little better. No, this is not Board Radio. This is Section 31, your new source for all your intelligence on Star Trek the Customizable Card Game. The Decipher may be done with our favorite card game, but we sure as hell aren't.
Agreed.
The Continuing Committee has got some things that they're putting together for us. They got some ideas for regionals, along with some tournament format changes. And we might even have a little sneak peek on Set 15. All that and more on...
My name is Dan. I am a former ambassador to Ryzen.
I am Rogue, and I'm a former squadron member to Alderaan.
Currently running tournaments down here in San Diego, three times a month if you're ever in the area.
And I am currently losing at all of those tournaments. So if you're ever in the area and you want to kick somebody's ass, I'm always open to a beating. But no matter how much I lose at this game, I just can't seem to get enough of them. I'm kind of really bummed that Decipher pulled the plug.
Well, it seems to be in good hands right now, so we'll see how the future brings.
I will admit to being a little skeptical after seeing how they went with the Star Wars Players Committee. It seemed to go all right.
Did they have the original Star Wars designers on the Players Committee?
Not that I'm aware of.
At least we're one up on them then.
Largely player-based.
All right, the regional season is going to be March through May 31st. I think the San Diego regional is probably going to be right near the end, right near probably the last weekend of May there.
What kind of formats are they going to have?
If our regional is after May 16th, we have the option of going standard or traditional.
Traditional, that's not a term that I think our listeners have heard before.
The difference being, standard is what we assume that everyone will play. That's going to be all the cards that Decipher ever made, plus the first set of Continuing Committee cards. Whereas traditional, you cannot use any fakies. It's all just Decipher stock.
Real printed cards.
I think if this game is going to grow, we ought to be using the new cards as they come out. So I don't see us playing very much traditional at all.
Yeah. Standard, I don't know. I think I mean for the regional. I've never been a big fan of adding new cards right before some kind of major event. Just a better idea in general to go with traditional.
I don't know if anybody has
seen any of the cards and they come out and have them for a week or two and then suddenly play for.
I can only imagine that they're going to start spoiling the cards well before the regional, well before the date, just because if you're going to be able to have them for a week, play with them for a week, it'd just be like a new set coming out. I don't think there's going to be any difference between a virtual set and a real set. Everything I've heard, they're taking all the normal steps. They're doing the playtesting. They got the same designer that they always had.
I don't have any problem with the set in general. Even if this was a regular standard Decipher set, I've always been a big opponent of seeing cards online and having them spoiled is a lot different than sitting down and playing with them. There can be times when you look at a card and not have a full idea of the impact it's going to have on the game in general or your game in particular until you see it in play.
Well, it'll certainly be a big advantage for the people who like to make decks and try new things, because they'll be the ones who are testing the waters with the new cards that come out and finding that which the playtesters might not have. Yeah.
One way or the other, though, there is going to be some fresh stock in the pool when it comes to Continentals and Worlds.
Yes. Some Continentals will include the Undiscovered Country, but Worlds should be traditional.
Oh, so that's going to work out more or less what I was talking about before. Which I think, for the first year of the Continuing Committee, I think it's good to stick with the Decipher stock for Worlds. It's what people have. It's what they're used to. Not all the players are going to be gung-ho about the Continuing Committee. I think a lot of them are going to want to feel things out first.
Sure, but if your Continental is the Undiscovered Country friendly and the Worlds is not, that's going to be weird kind of going back a set, don't you think?
True. Well, as I said, I'm already in favor of all of them being traditional myself.
And how many
which
people
would solve
go to
all that problem?
Continentals and Worlds anyway, so.
Well, if you do want to play with the Undiscovered Country, you're going to have to print out the cards. So start warming up your inkjet or your laser or stay late at work and
yes.
print out some copies. Make sure you get three of everything because it's going to be standard rules. You know, three copies of a card. It has to be cut and fit into a physical card sleeve, so you're going to have to play with all, you know, who doesn't already? But really, if you don't, go buy some sleeves. You know what? Send me your address. I'll give you a pack of sleeves.
Don't say that, man.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you know, if it gets people to listen to it, then, you know, the three people who are listening right now, Matt, you're exempt, can send me their address and I'll give you some sleeves. Yeah, you're exempt too, Dan.
Damn.
You have more sleeves than I do. But if you're not already using sleeves, you're going to have to so that you can have
the first person that responds to this podcast.
Sure.
Will get a free pack of sleeves.
Free pack of sleeves.
Yes.
Courtesy of yours truly.
Not me.
So instead of getting a, what did you used to get?
You used to get a buy into Worlds.
So you get to skip a whole day.
Worlds was a 3-day marathon.
So you actually had one day where you could do something at Gen Con if you were going for something other than playing cards.
Right.
But now.
Now there's no more grinder in the beginning. So it's just going to be a 2-day event. The first day is going to be Swiss and a bunch of rounds. The second day is going to be pairings, and you'll fight to the death. So now the prizes are first round buy, which is kind of odd.
So you get an hour to spend at the con.
Yes, exactly. You get a free hour to spend at the con.
I guess if it's only 2 days, then you get a day and an hour.
Yes.
So you're coming in.
Well, regardless of whether or not we agree that new cards in the pool is good for original or not, I guess we're going to have new cards anyway.
That's right. We're not going to have a lot of choice.
Continentals and Worlds.
The Undiscovered Country will be legal May 16th.
So that means it's coming out May 9th, if my math is correct.
That sounds about right. 1 week ahead of time, give you some time to work with it. So if your Continentals or your Regionals happen after May 16th, then you're going to get some Undiscovered Country action in there.
So unlike the last few sets that had a real theme, introducing a new affiliation or alternate universe, as the last set is, there's no real focus for this set. It's just about expanding existing gameplay. No new keywords, no new affiliations, nothing like that.
Which I think is good. You know, it's their first set. You don't want to take on too much right away. I know they've got Brad working with them. As a designer, you know, he knows what they're doing, but I think it's good to sort of take it slow.
Do you know anything about the size of this set?
I think it's good. Do
we actually know anything about the size of
this set? Oh, yeah, it's going to be 45 cards, which, again, I think is good.
Wow, okay, so I guess that's not really big enough to do a new affiliation or a new theme anyway. So
exactly. They're taking it slow. They're adding some cards to the – they're kind of putting the message out there. Like with the last few sets, they've had an underlying theme. There's been there was the 40-point theme.
Yes. You know,
if you have missions of 40 points or more, and before that, the personnel will cost 4 or more. They do have a theme sort of running through this set, which is putting cards back under your deck. Whether a personnel does something and then they go back under your deck, or an event does something and goes back under your deck, should be interesting.
Well, the pack artwork does look pretty nice. One of the two faces that you see on it is the card we're going to spoil here. It's Ezzet Boor,
Visionary Chancellor, which is, I believe, a subtitle we've already seen.
Yeah, that's kind of redundant.
Yeah, but I guess...
Don't you have a thesaurus? I mean, really.
Gorkon really is the more of a Visionary Chancellor, but I guess she kind of picked up his vision and ran with it. I'm very happy with the cost 4. I'm a big fan of the cost 4 stuff. In particular, the call to arms. Get an extra 10 points out of one fight.
Ah, but what if you don't get to do the fight?
Oh, well, you know, if your opponent's running away from you all the time.
Yeah, I think her game text will come into play.
Yeah, I think you just keep playing all those assault maneuver events.
When this personnel uses the skill to complete a mission, you may destroy 3 of your assault and or maneuver events to score 10 points. Not bad.
Maneuver or assault. That's even better. You know, reading it specifically like that, does that mean she falls under the row rule? So if you have 6 events out, you can blow them all up, score 20 points? If she uses 2 skills?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's a 50-point mission. Do a cheesy, easy 30-point mission, 50 points. Bam.
Yeah. What's the cheapest assault or maneuver event that you could blow up for that?
There's a lot of two cost. You know, throw a party out there and you got them all for one.
Not bad.
Bah cost two. All of the generic, you know, point blank strike. Let honor guide you. That's free. It cost one, but it's free if you got a party out. Dude, you can play exceed engine output. That's free.
Wow. So you drop three of those for free. She solves a mission with one of her six skills.
Six skills. Any of these skills get you a trigger for this ability. Anthro, dip, exo, honor, law, and two leadership.
She's got a command star, past icon, 766, Klingon, cost four.
She's a chancellor, so she triggers off the tall. That's fantastic.
Yes.
And she falls right in with the Alexander Roshenko Kemptar deck.
Oh, because she has diplomacy.
Well, you know, she's got diplomacy. Get him to get things started.
She's a dip hole.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't like her much in the movie either.
Nice. Do we have any collector's information for those list makers out there?
I don't believe so, other than set 15.
Sure.
They're probably all going to be the same rarity, V, for virtual, virtuosity. And she will be card 45, last card in the set. No. 45 card set.
With 45 cards in the set, Klingon personnel will probably be what? About two thirds of the way down?
Yeah, so what? 31?
Sure. In fact, we're going to declare right
all
now.
All right.
She is card number 31 because we are.
Section 31.
Yes.
Naturally.
Go ahead and work that out, Brad. All right.
Moving on.
I don't think we get to spoil the lore. What was that?
Oh, yes. War is obsolete as we are in danger of becoming.
All right. Good quote.
Yeah. I guess that would lend credibility to her subtitle, Visionary Chancellor. She's sort of seen the light.
All right. I really don't understand this, but we seem to have our first listener mail.
What? This is our first podcast. How can we have listener mail already?
It's the internet.
Okay. Well.
Oh, I see. The male has a future icon.
Ah.
Can changelings be assimilated? Well, I don't think there were any rules in 1E that prohibited it, nor in 2E. Anything you think of anything?
No. I mean, conceptually, it's obviously
ludicrous.
Something that is incredibly questionable, but as far as gameplay, let's try not to think too hard about it, people.
Good answer. You can send those letters to Section 31 at danhammond.com. And we have our first contest.
Ooh.
Yes. I have a... Decipher volunteer, I was sent a care package with the last set that came out. One of the cards that I had to give away is a shiny Parek foil.
Ooh!
If you are not a D-agent or you did not go to Worlds, you probably have either traded heavily for this or bought it for $200 on eBay. It can be yours. The first person to send us the correct answer to this question will receive the shiny Parek foil. What is the maximum number of Borg personnel you can bring into play without playing the unit complex? I don't care how you do it. I don't care how many turns it takes or how many counters you spend. But I want the maximum number you can play. All right? Any ideas? Any guesses?
I'm going to go with two.
Okay.
I'm going the Price is Right route. I'm bidding low.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. That's all we're subjecting you to this time. We're planning on making this a weekly venture.
We are? Crap, I gotta cut my schedule.
Yes. Look for a release every week for Section 31. I am Sir Dan.
Nice rogue.
See you next week.
Don't forget to boldly go.
I will draw one to end.